This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, President Biden will ask Congress to suspend the federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months. He'll also call on states to suspend their own gas taxes. He's trying to bring down those prices at the pump. Gas is $4.95 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. Congress could act this week on a gun safety bill. Senate bargainers have reached an agreement on a bill. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Moving quickly after agreement was announced, a bipartisan gun violence bill cleared an initial procedural hurdle in the Senate Tuesday night. 14 Republicans joined all 48 Democrats and two independents in support of the measure. The package is a response to mass shootings at a Buffalo, New York supermarket last month and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, days later. The legislation would include more rigorous background checks for the youngest firearms buyers, more background checks for arms sellers, and stiffer penalties on gun traffickers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A jet carrying 126 people caught fire after landing at Miami International Airport, though no serious injuries were reported. Paola Garcia was on the Red Air flight arriving from Santo Domingo.
We were bumping like side to side and all the windows like break.
Three of those on board were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake rocked eastern Afghanistan early this morning, killing hundreds of people. This was near the Pakistani border. The group Reporters Without Borders says it appears a Ukrainian photojournalist and a soldier who was with him in a Russian-occupied area of Ukraine were executed. The two were searching in the woods for the photographer's missing drone. Later today, visitors will return to a changed landscape in Yellowstone National Park as it begins to reopen after those record-setting floods. This is AP News. Now to the House January 6th committee hearings.
A mother and daughter have told the January 6th panel about how Donald Trump's election fraud claims upended their lives. Trump was fixated on Georgia, where Joe Biden beat him by about 11,000 votes. Shay Moss and mom Ruby Freeman were both elections workers in Fulton County, where Trump falsely claimed wrongdoing and singled out Freeman.
A professional vote scammer.
In recorded testimony to the panel.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you?
Her daughter appeared at the hearing and reported death threats and other harassment.
Things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
Freeman says the FBI urged her to leave her home before the January 6th certification of Biden's win. She did. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.